Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You and me, Mama, welcome back. I feel you here.
So that's the title track from Nancy Wilson's first ever solo album. It's entitled You and Me, the track in the album. Nancy, of course, along with her sister Anne, are the iconic rock band Heart in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were touring just before the world shut down because of the pandemic. And during the past year, as the world stopped, Nancy produced this new album working at her home studio. It will be released May 7th. Let's get more, because lucky for us, joining us is singer-songwriter Nancy Wilson, also author of Heart's 2013 memoir, Kicking and Dreaming, and she joins us on Zoom in Los Angeles. Nancy, so nice to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing over there?
We're doing okay. You know, we're feeling like things are starting to reopen a little bit. How does LA feel? Yeah.
Well, I'm in Northern California now. Oh, okay. We moved here right in time for the shutdown, actually, which was a very lucky thing for us, because we got to kind of get out of the big city, which was maybe a little more scary to be there then.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, it's been going well. There seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel, because of the vaccines, obviously, and following all the rules and the protocol is working. So it's really a beautiful thing to be able to say, you know, go inside in a restaurant and, you know, with a mask, of course, but,
right.
And, you know, we dined for our anniversary the other night. We went and had dinner at our favorite restaurant. And that was like, really like, oh my God, really exciting.
Right. Like getting back to quote unquote normal. It's interesting, over the past year, a lot of musicians, and it sounds like yourself, you know, once you found your footing, have been very creative and productive over the past year. Tell us about this new album that you are putting out.
Well, I started realizing, you know, after we moved in and we realized we might be here for a while, shut into our home, and not daring to go out and, you know, even touch anything, or just all of the fear at the beginning of this thing. But I did have a new space to do music in. So I got my stuff, you know, out of storage. I pulled it into my space. I got my best guitars out. I got my amps out and my pedals and my microphones and my new interface. A friend of mine knows how to run for me. And just a real simple gear, and just the simplest. But, you know, the old guitars that have the good sounding dirt in them, and the old amplifiers that have the good sounding dirt in them. And decided to start writing again, since a lot of people have said, why aren't you going to do a solo album ever? You've never done it yet. So only a live thing once, but that wasn't a studio album. And so I started to write. And the first thing I wrote was called We Meet Again, which I thought was a lot, kind of a long view at the horizon of your life a little bit, and feeling like when you have somebody that you love, that you're going to be there with, you're going to be there for them, and they're going to be there for you for the entire ride. So I thought it turned out nice, and so I kept writing and I kept writing. And then I decided to do The Rising, a Bruce Springsteen mm-hmm. cover,
right?
Pretty early on, because I saw how the world was suffering mm-hmm. and how that song had been written for 9/11 originally, which I thought was really appropriate for the times.
Right.
And it might be something maybe a little aspirational for people trying to get through all of this loss and all of the fear and all of the suffering involved in this whole whiplash of experience we had to be tossed into, you know. So I think it's sort of a woman's voice singing a song like that was even more kind of mothering and nurturing and mm-hmm. and aspirational. So that's kind of where it started out, and I just kept on building songs.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, tell me about, because it really does feel like a very thoughtful, very deep, and very reflective of what you were going through. And I think it will, I think for people who listen to it, will feel some connection easily with things that they were going through. And one of the things I think about the past year, we lost some really incredible people in the music industry. And you have a tribute to Eddie Van Halen. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, somebody said, you've got to do an instrumental song on your album, which I said, okay, you can twist my arm, you know, because I love just playing instrumental stuff, because I did a lot of scoring of movies before in the past, and it's a great thing to be able to transition between songwriting and just instrumental writing. Somebody said, okay, I agreed to do it, and then I said, and not only that, I'm going to dedicate it to Eddie Van Halen. Mm. And then I was like, why did I say that? Like, yeah. I was like, oh no, now I've really painted myself into a corner, you know, because I have to actually come up with it and figure out how to do it. And
you did.
So I really avoided it. Yeah. I avoided it. I procrastinated as long as possible. I finally got my head around it when I thought about, you know, Eddie's, I listened to Eddie, I listened to Van Halen songs, and I watched a bunch of his footage, and I thought, well, here's something I know that I could try to do, is it something in a very happy key. Like, his music was all very major key stuff. You don't hear a lot of blues licks, you know, in Van Halen songs. You hear positive, forthright, jubilant stuff. So that helped me figure out, like, how to find the right key, the right tuning, the right structure, right, where you've a little bit of a classical, a little bit of rock in the middle, and then a little classical at the end. And not too long, like in scoring for film, with anything without lyrics in it, you know, might tax the listener a little bit. So
right.
I kept it short and sweet, and just for Edward.
Yeah, I love the title, For Edward. And I mean, you guys toured together with Eddie Van Halen. I mean, do you have a story, a memory, you know, or remember the first time you met him?
Well, we did tour a bunch of different places and times together, and we always found each other hitting it off, you know, like backstage or, you know, at the hotel, passing in the hallway, you know, and they were like, hey, come down and have a drink with us in the hotel bar. And so it's like, okay, great, we'll get to know you. And so they were drinking kamikazes, and
yikes.
I'm like, whoa, what is that? So, here, try one, you know. So like, whoa, how do you drink more than one of those? I'll never know. And those guys were pretty, you know, pretty heavy duty partiers, and they were pretty primal with it. They would get all tangled in some kind of an argument, and then they'd start hugging and going, I love you, man. And they were just really primal with their partying. And but they were really sweet guys, and Eddie's a sweet person who was very, we were kind of fond of each other, because he's told me he liked my guitar, my acoustic playing, and I couldn't believe he even said it, you know. And then I said, what about you? Why don't you play more acoustic? And he said, well, I don't have an acoustic.
Which is amazing.
I made a little video storyteller video about it with the song. But I said, well, you're going to have this guitar right now because you need an acoustic. So early the next morning when it's just getting light, he calls my hotel room and plays me this gorgeous piece of instrumental acoustic music, when I was trying to recall that as much as I possibly could do for the For Edward tribute song. So I don't know if I get close, but I got something.
Yeah, no, it's really,
at least I got it done.
It's a really lovely tribute. I have to say, we only have about a minute or so, or a minute and a half left here. You're incredible. I grew up with a lot of music, from Sinatra and polkas to the Beatles, the Dead, Heart, you name it. So, you know, music really shaped me and my family, and I can kind of feel it. I feel like when you talk about it and how it influences you and the people you met, I have to say one of my favorite things that you and your sister did was the Kennedy Center Honors, when you guys covered the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven. That must have been incredible to do with Led Zeppelin looking on.
Yeah, well, luckily we could not see them in the balcony from the stage because of the lights.
They were tearing up.
So that, you know, but I mean, it was like, that was a tough room, you know, there's all these dignitaries and really famous people, and the president and the first lady were there too, and Led Zeppelin, no less. So, you know, we were very methodical in our approach to focusing in on starting the song. We had to take a really, really deep breath, and you know, like a yoga kind of a breath.
Yeah.
And
I
started all by myself on one guitar, and
I remember
it was very it was a bit of a challenge. And but I knew the song. I played the song most of my life, one way or another.
Got it.
Including in Heart along the way.
Well,
and it was just don't be in a hurry.
Got it.
Hold still.
Nancy.
Hans.
We gotta run. And everybody should check out your album. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.